Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Hey, goal getters, and welcome to The Daily Distance, a new daily series from the creators of We Got Goals. I'm Kristen Guile, editor-in-chief of asweatlife.com. In these short episodes, we're bringing you one daily goal you can set for yourself during this chaotic time, one actionable thing you can do to move your body, connect with a friend, prioritize your mental health, get some work done, and practice self-care. With me today is Sarah Parisi, who is also known as the Clutter Curator. She is a professional organizer here in Chicago, and she's also a new mom. Congratulations, Sarah. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. I'm glad she's sleeping so we can have this time together.
Yes. I am the new owner of a puppy, and I strategically planned her walks and her feeding so that she would also be sleeping during this time.
That's perfect.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it has never been better timing to get a puppy than right now.
Seriously, they are a full-time job, so I have experience with both now.
So, so because you are the clutter curator, I'm guessing that your actionable tip is going to be something house organization clutter clearing related. So lay it on me. What are you recommending listeners try out right now while we're social distancing?
So I'm a big pusher on clearing out freezers and pantries. And yes. I know this is a time where we're hoarding food and buying everything in bulk. But I really try to persuade my clients to look at what they already have and get creative to use through it. Because a lot of times we just hold on to things like a random can of beans or some just different odds and ends that we always have in our pantry but never eat. And this is the perfect time to actually eat those items and get a better understanding about what types of food you want in your pantry or your freezer versus just things that are waiting there to expire or get freezer burn on them.
Yeah, I feel like when I first started living on my own as an adult, I had this idea of like, okay, I need to have these pantry staples. These are pantry staples. These are things that grownups have. Yes. And then when I moved the next year, I was like, oh, I did not actually end up eating these things. Like, yeah. it's not a good pantry staple if you don't use it, right?
Exactly. And with this unknown amount of time that we're going to be home, it's an absolutely great opportunity to say, okay, for the next 2 weeks, I'm not going to purchase anything because, you know, right now finances are another thing that people are stressing about. And it's, if you can really use everything that you have, you don't have to purchase anything and you can get creative and see what you actually need. I also tell people to kind of create a list, a grocery list of things that they always want to have on stock. So say you go to the grocery store every week or every 2 weeks, then you actually know what to look for and what things you want to have continuously in your home versus sporadically shopping at the grocery store, which isn't, you know, a waste of your time or not efficient of your time. Just having a plan is just so helpful.
Is there anything that listeners would be surprised to know expires? Because I've seen people like cleaning out their spice cabinet on Instagram. Uh-huh. And I didn't know that spices expire. And I'm almost scared as to what you're going to tell me also expires in my pantry.
Spices absolutely expire. I always tell people the expiration dates for most items outside of like poultry and maybe like broths and things, they're never going to hurt you or, you know, make you ill per se. It's more or less, it's not going to be as flavorful and it's not going to be as, you know, it's not, you know, if you're a baker, if you have fresh pieces like fresh flour, sugar, chocolate, all of that, your goods are going to taste so much better. So that time and energy that you put into baking or cooking is going to be, you know, just that much more enjoyable as you're enjoying your feast. So it's definitely spices do expire, condiments expire. You know, look at your refrigerator and see what things are on the doors, what mustards and things like that. something that's a pivot from what we're talking about, but makeup and cosmetics also expire. And yeah. you can see a little symbol on the bottom that will look kind of like a makeup piece, and it will have like a 12M or a 6M or a 3M, and that means how many months it's good for after you open it.
Oh, I never knew that little symbol was on there. Yes. I thought I was just going to have to research it every time. That's awesome.
No. So that's another kind of in the wheelhouse of expiring things and actually using what you have tip.
That's awesome. Yeah. And I know that you're all about like the organization and clearing out and not necessarily cleaning, but do you have any ideas or like strategies for like, you know, wiping down shelves or like clearing out the fridge, like anything that people should pay attention to when doing that?
I think it's good to do that every, you know, month or every 2 months, just so then again, you see what you have. There's things that have gotten lost in the back of the refrigerator. And when you have things, you know, takeout things and stuff, those things have germs and things on it. So it's good to wipe everything out. Mm. And two, in your refrigerator, organizing it, you know, similar to a grocery store, so that all of your dairy products are together, all of your meats are together, so that you can really shop in your own, you know, pantry, spice drawer, or refrigerator, and it's easy to see what you have.
That's really smart. Last question for me, and then I'll stop grilling you. Do you have any go-to like websites or resources for inspiration when cooking with these pantry staples? Because like, I know for a fact in my pantry, I have like a half empty bag of red lentils and then like some random canned beans or like crushed tomatoes or something like that. Like, do you have any strategies for getting creative, whether it's a website or just like experimenting within your own kitchen?
I'm going to be honest. My husband does all of our cooking. So
wow.
It's really nice. I mean, so when I do cook on a rare occasion, I go to paleoomg.com. She has great recipes. Some of them are, you know, more elaborate and others are really simple, but I tend to just go to one or two websites. So hers is my main go-to, and I look in there. You can search like crock pot or, you know, she has like those energy balls, all that kind of stuff. And that is what I find helpful. But I'm not a chef, so I am terrible in the kitchen.
My boyfriend makes fun of me. So I eat mostly vegetarian. I'll eat some fish here and there. Mm-hmm. And he jokes that pretty much every single one of my meals is only eatable in a bowl. Like, yeah. And that's true. Like, I mostly eat like oatmeal for breakfast. I'll mm-hmm. eat like a salad or something for lunch. And then I eat like a grain bowl for dinner, like some variation on that. So my expertise is things that can be put in a bowl. But I will go ahead and plug that. I saw one of my favorite cooking websites, cookieandkate.com, did a whole roundup of like meals that could be made with pantry staples. So
I love that
in our show notes as well, so that the listeners can find it.
I will send that to my husband so he can make
What a hero. Well, Sarah, thank you so much for coming on The Daily Distance and for recommending these strategies for clearing out your freezer and your pantry.
Perfect. Thank you.
And to everyone else, to all our listeners, we will be back on the internet tomorrow for more tips from our community. So until then, stay safe, stay well, and cheers to going the distance together.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.